The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the Daily Kisser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kisser365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Mendy Stern.
Simin Yud Zayin, Hilchos Kriya Shema, the laws of Kriya Shema. Sif Aleph. As Cholas Zman Kriya Shema, the beginning of the time to say Kriya Shema, the earliest time when one is permitted to say Kriya Shema, Shal Shachris of the morning, Kriya Shema Shal Arvis, Kriya Shema of the evening will be discussed at a different time. We're now discussing Kriya Shema of the morning. So the earliest time for one to say the morning Shema, who it is, Kimay Zman Tefillin, the same time as the earliest time for putting on Tefillin. We discussed earlier in Simin Yod, that is what we call Mishi Yakir, the time when one is able to recognize an acquaintance we are somewhat familiar with at a distance of 4 cubits, about 6 to 8 feet. And we mentioned then that the opinions as to exactly how long before sunrise that time is vary between 36 minutes and above 60 minutes. And once you consult their halachic authority thereof to determine when Mishi Yakir is, when is the earliest time for putting on tefillin and for saying Kriya Shema. And the time extends until a quarter of the day. So I should mention one more point, that although Mishi Yakir, the time when one can recognize his friend, is the preferred earliest time to say Kriya Shema, if one indeed said Kriya Shema after Alois HaShachar, after the morning, the dawn has broken, the earliest light in the sky, then, depending on the circumstances, possible one has fulfilled his obligation. But Kitzur is not getting involved in that. He's just telling you that the optimal time, when is one supposed to say Kriya Shema, that is Mishi Yakir, that is when one can recognize his friend, which is after dawn has broken. So continues the Kitzur once again, v'nimshach z'man ha'drivias hayayim, and its time extends until a quarter of the day, b'in shehayayim aruch b'in shehu katzer, whether the day is long, whether the day is short. The Kriya Shema, the time to say Kriya Shema only extends to one quarter of the day. The Talmud explains to us that the time for Kriya Shema really is until the end of the third hour of the day. But these hours are not 60-minute clock hours, rather they're a twelfth of the daylight, the daytime hours, what we call Shalis Manias, hours which depend upon the time, the season, and the amount of daylight or nighttime that there is, in which we take the day and we divide it into 12 hours, and then 3 of those hours are the amount of time one has to say Kriya Shema. And that always ends up being a quarter of the day. That's why, to make things simple, the Kitzur tells us it's a quarter of the day. And whether the day is long or the day is short, a quarter of that is the maximum, the end of the time one is allowed to say Kriya Shema. Now, what is defined as day? So the Kitzur tells us, V'nechshav hayayim na'alois ha'shachar atzitzek rechavim. The day is considered the time between alois ha'shachar, which is dawn, which is, according to many opinions, 72 minutes before sunrise. There are different opinions. Some hold that the 72 minutes is only referring to the latitude in which Eretz Yisrael and Bavel are at, as well as during the equinox, but that number will change depending on the altitude, or altitude, but depending on your latitude, depending on the season. Others treat this as a flat 72 minutes before sunrise at all times, and that's the generally accepted custom when calculating the Zman Kriya Shema, the time for saying Kriya Shema. We calculate it based upon Amois HaShachar, based upon dawn, being treated as 72 minutes before sunrise. That says a Kriya until the time when the stars come out, which is the end of the day for sure, and that, for the purposes of calculating this, my Kriya Shema is generally calculated by being 72 minutes after sunset. So we calculate the day as being from 72 minutes before sunrise till until 72 minutes after sunset. The amount of time that there is there between those two points, that is, quote-unquote, the day. And one quarter of that is the amount of time that one has to say Krishna. Now, this is subject to a machlokes, to a dispute. And what's recorded in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is what's commonly known as the opinion of the Magen Avraham. And one will find on your average Jewish calendar the Sov Zman Krishma of the Magen Avraham, the end of the time of Krishma according to the Magen Avraham, which is as calculated by the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that one takes the day from Amos HaShachar until Tzitzak HaKechavim, divides it into really 12 hours, and one can say Krishma until the end of the third hour, which is a quarter of that time. Start, and you start counting from Amos HaShachar, you start counting from daybreak, from 72 minutes before sunrise. However, there's another opinion, commonly known as the opinion of the Gra, the Gaon of Vilna. And according to that opinion, the daytime is calculated from sunrise until sunset, which shortens the amount of time in each hour. But on the other hand, you don't start counting the end of the time of Krishna, and you start counting from sunrise. You don't start counting all the way back from dawn, which is 72 minutes beforehand. And therefore, as a general rule, the slaves of my Krishna, they grow. The end of the time to say Krishma, according to the Gra, according to the Vilna Gaon, is about 36 minutes after the time you would come out with, according to the Magen Avraham, because you take 72 times 2, and then you split that into quarters. It ends up being, generally speaking, it's basically 36 minutes afterwards. And there are many, many opinions that follow the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, and therefore many are lenient, and they allow themselves to say Krishna up until a quarter of the day, based upon the opinion of the Vilna Gaon that you count from sunrise, and it's a quarter of the day between sunrise and sunset. It continues the Kitzur. Well, mitzvah min hamufler, it is done in choicest fashion, the best possible fashion. Likraisa kivasikim, to call it, to read it, read the Krishna like the Vasikim did. Who are Vasikim? They are the people on the Chavmetz and Mitzvahs, the people who are careful, and they love Mitzvahs. And they read it in the most optimal time, which is Shayim Mechavnim Likraisa Me'at Kaidim Hanetzachama. They would try to work it out, to arrange that they would read Krishna slightly before sunrise. Kadeshi Yisayim Krishna Bechaisera, so that they should complete Krishma with the blessings attendant to it, with the blessing of Emes V'Yatzi, which follows it, exactly at sunrise, and they should be able to say Shmoneh Esrei close to the Krishma, immediately following Krishma, and the time for Shmoneh Esrei is only optimally after Neitz, after sunrise. Therefore, in an optimal manner, the best way to do things is to say Krishma right before sunrise, so that you could say Shmoneh Esrei right after sunrise and connect the bracha of Gal Yisrael, the bracha that the Exodus from Egypt, to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, like we learned earlier, when it's obligated to be Seimech Gula L'Tfilah, to connect those two ideas, and one could say Shmoneh Esrei in the proper time and say Shema before Neitz. Well, Misha Yochum Mechavim Laskin, a person who was able to arrange to do so, his reward is very great. But either way, at least, one has to be very careful not to delay the time, not to miss the end of the time, not to say Krishna too late, more than a quarter of the day. Especially in the summer, when our countries, he's talking in Europe, the day is very long, meaning sunrise starts very early, and therefore, Amos HaShachar, dawn, which is even 72 minutes before sunrise, much earlier, sometimes, the end of the time is even before 7 o'clock, and one has to be careful to say Kriya Shema before then. This was also talking about a time pre-daylight savings time, where they didn't change the clock. Nowadays, the time almost never gets that early, certainly not in the east coast of the United States. Even according to the Magen Avraham, it's always in the 8th, usually around the earliest it gets to is about 8:15, 8:30, depending on where you are. Depending where you are, according to the Gra, it's usually a little bit later. And one still has to be careful, though, to make sure to not wake up too late and say Kriya Shema after the proper time. Mekomakim still be the Eved, if it happened already. Ex post facto, Ravah as a man, if you missed the time passed, and you didn't say Kriya Shema yet, Mutzah Likreis Kriya Shema and Brichesah, you could say Kriya Shema with the attendant blessings and Shlish Hayim until a third of the day. But once you're past a third of the day, also in Leima Abrachas, it's forbidden to say the blessings of Kriya Shema. Elohim, Kriya Shema Levai, you should say Shema itself alone. I feel Kalyayim, the whole day you should say, because it's proper to accept the yoke of heaven upon oneself and say Kriya Shema all day, but you missed the main mitzvah of saying Kriya Shema and you lost out on the possibility of saying the blessings. However, he says, Yishim, there are those who say, the Gam HaBrachas, Yachal Leim HaKal Yom, even the blessings can be said all day. However, it does not seem from the Mishnah Berurah or the Kitzur that this is the mainstream opinion, and therefore one should really not say the blessings the rest of the day. Although the Mishnah Berurah does seem to hold that if a person was an Ines, if due to uncontrollable circumstances he was unable to say Shema in the proper time, and he even was unable to say the blessings before the a third of the day, he could, in such a situation, when it was beyond his control, it was an inus, he can still say the blessings up until chatzai, up until midday. But otherwise, one should really not say the blessings after one third of the day. Sif Beis, Mutzan Likras Kriya Shema, it's permitted to read Kriya Shema, Ben Yeshiv, Ben Emin, whether one is sitting or one is standing. V'haya Yeshiv, a person was sitting, also Lahach V'Lamed, he's not allowed to be strict and to stand up. The Talmud teaches us that was the opinion of Beis Shammai, that one is obligated to stand up for the morning Shema, and we do not follow that opinion. Therefore, one who stands and looks like he is trying to follow an opinion which is outside of the norm of Halacha, and it is improper, and he should not do so. So if he's already sitting, he should remain sitting. Avol also in Likras Kishu Shechiv, it is forbidden to read Kriya Shema while one is lying down. Is disrespectful. But if he already is lying down and he is in a state of undress and therefore he's not able to just get up and say Kriya Shema, he's obligated to turn himself completely on his side and read Kriya Shema, so at least he's not on his back or on his stomach. If he is somewhat sick, it's difficult for him to lie literally on his side. At the very least, still, he's obligated to tilt himself slightly on his side so that he's not completely flat on his back or flat on his face. Sifkim, kainim shiyaskel, before one starts to say Kriya Shema, you should have in mind, let's say it's mitzvah Kriya Shema, to fulfill the obligation to recite Kriya Shema, shetzivano kodesh baruch hu, that Hashem commanded us. When he says the words and the verse, Shema Yisrael, Yechavin is Apirush, he should have in mind the meaning of the words, Shema Yisrael. Here, Israel, here, the nation of Israel, Ki Hashem, Shehu Elokeinu Hashem, who is our God, who Hashem Echad, and he is the one God. Yachid and Meyuchad, Hashem Echad, he is unique, and he is the only power in the entire world, in the heavens and the earth. The Yarech Beches Shel Echad, a person should optimally lengthen the syllable of the Ches in the word Echad. Kedeshin Shiyam Lech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashemayim V'aretz, in order to have in mind that he is acknowledging the reign of Hashem in the heavens and the earth. For the Dalet, and he should lengthen the syllable of the Dalet, the consonant of the Dalet, Yarech Tzas, he should, Gamkin should also extend it a little bit. Shear the amount of time, Sheyachshev, Shekadosh Baruch Hu, Yachid Ba'olam, the amount of time he's able to think that Hashem is the only power, the only really thing in the world. U'meishav B'Dalet Ruch HaZeh, and he rules over the four corners, or the four directions of the world. And that's it. The Yol Yarech Yosem, Yishirzeh, he should not lengthen the consonant more than that amount of time. The adaptive, a person should be very careful, he shouldn't ruin the sound of the word echad, through this that he is lengthening the syllables a little bit, or the consonants a little bit. Some of the common folk, they ruin the word. Some say, when they lengthen the ches, they split it into two syllables, as if there's another syllable there, echad, which is improper. Some say they're trying to lengthen the dalet and they pronounce it too much, and they put a nekuda, a vocalization, under the dalet. It's preferable not to lengthen either of them, than to actually extend the syllables or the consonants and to ruin the word. And therefore, as a matter of practicality, certainly the dalet, it's very difficult to extend the dalet without messing it up, and therefore it's probably not a good idea to extend the dalet, and even to extend the chod, one should keep it short rather than extend it very long. And one shouldn't come to ruin the word. And one couldn't say the word, and then have the thoughts. If you can't have the thoughts quick enough, you should have the proper thoughts after he finishes, or is that before or after he finishes saying the word. The custom is to say the verse Shema Yisrael in a loud voice, to awaken, to encourage, to make it easier to have the proper thoughts when saying these words. The custom is to put the right hand, one is supposed to put the right, his right hand on, over his eyes, and say the verse Shema Yisrael. After one says the word Echad, you should pause for a moment, because you want to differentiate between different components, different phrases in Kriya Shema. So you pause a moment, and then you say, Baruch Shem Kivod Machusoy Le'elam Vo'ed. Blessed is the name of honor of his kingdom forever and ever. The laugh, I should say that quietly, except for Yom Kippur, as we all know, in Yom Kippur we say it out loud. And you also have to have in mind, when you say the phrase of Baruch Shem, the meaning of the words. Siftal, Shayim at, you should pause a little bit, and then he says, you have to, the Gemara, say the next parsha, the next paragraph or segment of Shema. So too there should be a pause between the Ahavta and the Hayom Shemaya. Yasik Mat, you should pause a little bit. And so too, before the third paragraph of Shema Vayomer, the Pasha of Tzitzis, one should also pause a little bit. The Pasha of Vayomer, you should have in mind when you're saying the paragraph of Vayomer, the paragraph which contains within it the Mitzvah of Tzitzis, it also mentions there the exodus from Egypt, and therefore you should have intentions, like Kayim Mitzvah Asay, to fulfill the positive commandment of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, of mentioning the exodus from Egypt. A person has to be careful to read Kriya Shema, enunciating all the words properly and with the proper pronunciation of the words. From a siddur which is properly vocalized and is very precise in the letters and the vowels. You should make sure that your ears hear the words that are coming out of your mouth. You should not move your lips but not utter a sound. You should be careful. You should not say something with a doggish, with a dot in it, such as a bays, the makam rafa, instead of a soft sound, instead of, let's say, a vase, a rafa makam doggish, or you shouldn't say a soft sound, like a vase, makam doggish, instead of a harsher sound, like a bays. Anytime there is a line, a vertical line, one should make sure to pause the drop, because one should not slur the words into each other. The gam b'psukah de zimra, and the truth is that even in p'sukah de zimra, tzarech adakti b'chozeh, a person should be careful in all of these matters. The yatim yafeh ha'ayin shel tevas nishpa, a person should pronounce properly the letter ayin at the end of the word nishpa. Shalayeh nishma kilo amar nishpa behei, it shouldn't sound like you're saying nishpa with a hey, which means something completely different. Nishpa means to swear with an ayin. Nishpa with a hey means to be captured. Most Ashkenazim do not pronounce an ayin at the end of a word, and therefore there is no difference in pronunciation between nishba with an ayin, nishba with a hey. One should certainly, however, be careful not to, one should not hear the huh, a h sound at the end of the word nishba, because that would indeed sound like there is a hey at the end. V'chein b'zayin shal tizkiru, so to the letter zayin, the word tizkiru, you should remember, v'shal uzchartem, and the word you should remember, You should be very careful, as if you said tiskeru, which implies reward, in order that you should get rewarded. It's a corruption of the meaning of the word. Sifavav. A kari kriyashma, a person who reads kriyashma, while yirmaz veina vishinat, hint with his eyes, while yikrit bisfasa vishinat, motion or move his lips, to also to make a hint to somebody, while yaro that's vice vishinat, show somebody something with his fingers, you should just say shema. Ach, but tzarech mitzvah, but for a mitzvah purpose, mutter and lirmaz of pasha shni, he's allowed to hint in the second paragraph of shema, once he starts, v'hayom shemaya, if there's a mitzvah that needs doing, some mitzvah purpose, he could make a motion with his hands or his eyes in order to give somebody a hint about a mitzvah. Sif Zayin. Koinem Kriyashma, before Kriyashma, when one is in the blessing of Ava Rabba, Kishem Rav Havienu, when he gets towards the end of the blessing of Ava Rabba, he starts the words Havienu, Shoim, Rabba, Kafes Aretz, again, etc. Naito was at Tzitzis Beyoda, he takes the Tzitzis of his talent service, garment of Tzitzis in his hand. Vayechazon Beshas Kriyashma, he should hold it. During the time he's saying Kriyashma b'yad smol in his left hand, being kmitz and lazeres between the kmitz of the ring finger of the lazeres and the pinky, kenegan levi opposite his heart. Ukeshemagia levayomer, when he reaches the parsha, the paragraph of vayomer shu parshas tzitzis, which is the parsha, the paragraph, the portion in the Torah which teaches about the mitzvah tzitzis, ayichtan gan b'yemina, you also hold the tzitzis in your right hand. And you hold it with both hands throughout the parasha tzitzis. Kesha'ayma re'isim ha'isayim, when you say the words re'isim ha'isayim, you should see it, referring to the tzitzis, na'islam al-yanayim, you place them tzitzis over his eyes. O'mistak el-behen, and he gazes at the tzitzis v'neshka, and he kisses them. V'na'egen, and the custom is, shu'b'chol pam, sh'ayim ha'tevas tzitzis, every time one says the word tzitzis. In the parasha of v'ayayma, na'ishka, and he kisses the tzitzis. And he continues holding the tzitzis even after he has finished Shema ad v'nechmadim la'ad until the middle of the blessing of Emes V'yatzif. He says the words v'nechmadim la'ad, they are precious forever and desirable forever. Sh'od naishkan, he kisses the tzitzis one more time v'nicham yodav, and he lets them go. We can then put them down. Continues the kitzur sifches. When he says the words ani Hashem l'ekeichem, I am Hashem your God, which are the last three words in Kriyashma, in the Parsha Vayomer, Yomer Miyad, you should say immediately, Gam Tevas Emes, also the word Emes, even though that's the first word in the blessing of Emes V'yatzif, he should connect the words Hashem Elokeichem and the word Emes. Shemlev Ahasu B'neim, not to pause in between them, not there shouldn't be any break in between the words Hashem Elokeichem and the word Emes. The Gam Hashatzim Rekein, and the Chazan also should do so. When he's saying Shema himself, quietly, he should also say Hashem Elokeichem Emes. And afterwards, he repeats out loud for everybody to hear the three words Hashem Elokeichem Emes. All the members of the congregation should be careful to hear these three words from the Shleach Tzibur, from the Chazan. Because through these three extra words, Nishlamu Ramach Tevas B'Kriyashma, it's completed a total of 248 words in Kriyashma, meaning Kriyashma itself, from the word Shema until the word Elokeichem, has 245 words. And then when the Chazan repeats the words Hashem Elokeichem Emes, there's extra three words, which adds to 248. And the symbolism of 248, that's Kenegad Ramach Evarim Shabbatim, it's corresponding to the 248 limbs that the Talmud teaches us that are in a person's body. And therefore one should make sure to hear those three words to perfect, spiritually perfect all of his limbs. And then you start with the word v'yatziv, and don't repeat the word emes. It's forbidden to repeat the word emes twice. One shouldn't, God forbid, think that there are two truths. There's only one truth. V'yichidus, a person who's davening by himself without a congregation, so you will not hear from the chazan the words Hashem Elokeichem emes. So in order to complete the number of 248, Yom Kriyashma, I should say before the word, before he starts Kriyashma, after he says, he finishes off the blessing of Abba Rabba, right there he should say three extra words, Kael Melech Ne'eman, God, the King who is trustworthy, and he should say those three words, L'hashlam B'gimel Tevazil, to complete through these three words, Minyan Ramach, the number of 248, so that he too should be able to have 248 words corresponding to his 248 limbs. test. Sif test. And hifsik v'enser kriya shema. If a person paused in the middle of saying shema, tahaynu min shema yisrael al-haaretz, which means in the middle of the first two paragraphs, from the word shema until the word al-haaretz, which is the last word in the second paragraph of shema, the paragraph of v'hayim shemaya. The third paragraph of shema is not part of the mitzvah of shema. At Torah level, we add it because there are many important ideas that are said in that third parasha, but it's not really part of the mitzvah of Shema on a Torah level. So therefore, we're talking about the main components of Shema, which are from the word Shema until the word Al-Haaretz. Machmas Aynas, and he paused because of circumstances beyond his control. Not that he just was in the mood of stopping and taking a break, but he was forced by circumstances to pause. He was forced to pause. Kigain, for example, had to leave to use the bathroom. So the excrement was found in the house and he was not allowed to say Shema until they removed the excrement. If he waited the amount of time that he personally could have said the entire Shema from the beginning until the end, from the word Shema until the words Al-Haaretz, based on his normal way of talking, his normal length, speed that he normally says Shema, if he indeed waited that amount of time, he has to start again from the beginning of Shema and start over from the word Shema. But otherwise, he can continue. The Mishnah Berurah brings the opinion of the Magen Avraham that this is only talking when the circumstances beyond his control were such that he personally was not allowed to say it was some halachic problem, a legal problem, that he personally was incapable of saying it because he had to use the bathroom or because the area was forbidden to say Kriya Shema because there was excrement or something or the like, as the Kitzur gave examples. But if he was forced by circumstances such as someone came in and did not let him, some extremes, there was a big fight going on in the synagogue, or someone came in and did not let him finish, but there was no halachic problem, there's no legal problem, it was just he was prevented from continuing by virtue of circumstances. The Magen Avraham says in that case he would not have to start Shema over again. And as we mentioned, that if someone voluntarily waited, he also does not have to start Shema over again, but it's preferable not to pause in the middle, rather one should say it straight without any pauses if possible. Sif Yud, Kara Kriya Shema v'nichnas l'beis ha-knesses. So you already said Kriya Shema, you already fulfilled the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, and you entered into a synagogue, matzah tzibur shekarim Kriya Shema, and you found the congregation is also reading Kriya Shema now. Sarech l'kriya zimayim kol Kriya Shema. You're obligated to read with them the entire Kriya Shema. Shema yirek yilu einu reitzel kabel ol machas shemayim and chavir, it shouldn't look as if he's not interested in accepting the yoke of the kingdom of heaven together with everybody else, if he's not interested. Not everyone knows he already said Shema. And therefore, we should say Shema again. And the Kitzur says he should say the whole Shema. The Mishnah Berurah points out that he feels the main obligation is only to say the first verse of Shema Yisrael, but it's optimal, preferable, if for one to say the entire Shema, like the Kitzur says. And he'll receive reward like one who reads the Torah. He's learning, he's studying the Parsha of Shema, even though he already fulfilled the mitzvah, the obligation of reciting Kriya Shema, but at least he'll get reward for studying Torah. So Hu Adin, and the same law applies, and Hu Beis HaKnesses, if he is in the synagogue, he's saying words of supplication, by Psukim, or saying other verses, in a place where he is allowed to interrupt, as he's davening. You're praying, but you're praying other things, not Shema, and you're at a place where you're allowed to interrupt, let's say it's before Baruch Sha'amar. So there also you should say Shema with everybody else. But if you're understanding, if you're in the middle of praying in a place where you're not allowed to interrupt, and spiral ill, it was clarified earlier that one should not interrupt to say the word Shema, but you should rather say the words that you are saying out loud in the same tune as everybody else, so it sounds like you're saying Shema. If you yourself did not yet fulfill the mitzvah of saying Kriya Shema, Kari Gamkein Imatsi, we should still reach Shema together with the congregation. Avo, but you should have in mind that you do not want to fulfill your obligation right now, so that you should read it afterwards together with the blessings, because optimally one should fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema in the most in the best way, which is to say together with the brachas before and after. Therefore, when you're saying it now, you should have in mind, I do not want to fulfill my obligation. Rather, I want to wait, and I will fulfill my obligation later when I say it together with the blessings. The same law applies by other things that the congregation says out and loud together. For example, Tehillim LaDavid, they say Ashrei ve'Aleinu or Aleinu Kedaimah, or anything similar, Vafil Piyutim, even to liturgical poems that are added often during Yom Tov or on the Yom Ne'raim. Those two, if the congregation is saying them together out loud, one should join together with the congregation. We should say together with the congregation. We shouldn't separate himself from the congregation, not to say it with them. For more information about some of the topics covered in this segment, one can look on the resource page at kitzer365.org.